James Montanino
was just elected as public safety commissioner in Saratoga Springs. He will replace Commissioner Robin Dalton, and he's calling for an investigation into the 2014 death of Daryl Mount. This investigation is something Saratoga Black Lives Matter has been fighting for answers around Daryl Mount. And we are joined by Lexis Ferrero to discuss this win. Lexis, first, congratulations. And second, can you tell us your reaction to this news?
Thank you. Of course, we are very pleased, very happy by this news, as well as the fact that during the election, we end up, even with all the misinformation that was going around in Saratoga Springs, fear mongering, race baiting, and all that, we still were able to take four Democratic seats on the city council so that we can now have actual dialogue with the city council, hopefully, and be treated as citizens of our city and as neighbors in our city. We are very happy that Jim is saying that he's looking to get the investigation started. We're going to still be here. People need to know we're still going to be here to make sure that pressures are still there to make sure that that really happens. Plenty of times we hear things from candidates, that say that they're going to do this and do that. They never fall through with it. I do believe with the conversation that I've had from Jim even before he was elected, that he is a man of integrity. We don't see eye to eye on all issues, but we've been able to have conversations about everything. And he seems like somebody who's really about the job. So we are very pleased.
Not everyone in our audience knows who James Montanino is. And what do you know about him? And can you share with us maybe just a little bit about your expectations, his bio?
For sure. I would have to say, as far as his resume, when we had a conversation, not only his resume, but his willingness, like I said, to speak. He had a whole conversation with our group months before the election, where, he was just telling us, a lot about himself. He actually has worked on both sides of the coin. He's worked like with the prosecutor's office type stuff like that. And he's also been working with like public defenders, things like that. So, he's seen the law. I think he said he worked about 30 years or so in that capacity. He also was working in New York City, in Westchester County, in different counties. So he's very diverse. We're looking forward to, like I said, being able to finally be heard, have our voices heard. We've been fighting for 16 months now, simply to be heard with issues that affect the whole community, Black and brown and white people as well. We're happy about it. And I believe that he's the right man for the job. That's why he got elected, plain and simple. Even with all the dirt they were throwing on his name, he still got elected. Because when you look at his resume, he has some intellect in this in public safety. And he seems to have a big interest in the public safety of all people.
Why is it important now to investigate this 2014 death of Daryl Mount?
It's very important. I mean, because there was never an investigation. It was a death under, very weird circumstances and very suspicious circumstances. And then the way that the chief Veach, Greg Veach, who was the chief at the time, responded to these things, as well as the public safety commissioner, Mathewson, didn't respond to things the way they should. There was no transparency either with any of this case. And, first and foremost, for Daryl's family needs closure. His mother, his niece, his sister, his whole family, they need closure. That's a start. Besides that, I mean, the community needs closure. We need closure. And in order for us to ever move forward in any way in Saratoga, we already said that, there would be no mediations or no talks or anything like that until we had a investigation into Daryl Mount. This was our number one demand. This is what we're fighting for. This is what we're screaming in the streets for. This is what I'm facing charges for right now. This is it.
And Lexis, do you want to talk a little bit about that? We've been covering the tension around city council meetings, around warrants going out months after protests for activists' arrests. Where do things stand now with the charges that you and your fellow Black Lives Matter activists face?
There's a lot of people who still, have open cases, just like myself. So, there hasn't been nothing done right now. We've just been going back and forth to court, getting adjournments and blase, pretty much a waste of our time, taxpayers' time as well, and money. But, that's what we've been dealing with. We also, we had an incident where we were going to court. I think my sister was going to court, and Samira Sangari and a few other people. We were going there and we were going to support. And that's my blood sister, Chandler Rickenbottom. And they refused to allow us into a public courtroom. You know, so they already been doing a lot of that's what's been going on with detention with SSPD. They block people from coming into public proceedings, which is, you know, it's illegal and it's not right anyway. It's unethical, especially because we all have the same cases stemming from the same thing. So, you know, right now there hasn't been much. There's been a few ACODs that have been, you know, granted to people. And, you know, that's about it.
And Lexis, if the elections from Election Day stick without a change from absentee ballots, the Democrats win 4 seats on city council. How does this affect your activism in Saratoga Springs?
You know, I mean, it affects it in a big way and hopefully in a positive way. Hopefully we don't have to be in the streets protesting as much. Hopefully we don't have to protest at all. I mean, not saying that we won't if we have to, but, you know, we would rather be home with our families. And we'd rather also be joining the community and our community events like we've been doing. It means a lot. Maybe hopefully not be able to go to a meeting that's for the public, which I'm part of the public, and not be threatened with arrest and not having to have the pushback that we had. I mean, it was just pushback the whole time. And that was with a little bit of a diverse team as well that was on there, the city council. You know, there's a few Democrats and a few independents, people on that city council now. You see what we're dealing with. So, you know, all the people that are running now, and I mean, that ran and won. We've all had conversations with them prior to this. And actually, they were some of the only people who were willing to have conversation with us. I landed out our hand out to all Republicans, independent candidates. The only people who responded was funny. Robin Dalton ended up speaking to me and all the other Democratic candidates. That's it.
So, Alexis, and Saratoga Springs also will have a new mayor. Ron Kim will be in. Do you think this changes your relationship with the city further in a positive way now that Meg Kelly's out? How does this election of mayor sit with you?
Police didn't back them, the firefighters didn't back him, but we knew that he was the right man for the job, and that's plain and simple, and that's not to be biased at all. That's just, it's fact. It's fact. He also was a former public safety commissioner himself from Saratoga Springs. So, you know, he's a qualified for the job. He's worked as an attorney for a lot of years. He's well known in the community. He doesn't live in Queensbury, contrary to what people say. He's right in Saratoga Springs. We look forward to a positive relationship with him. And hopefully, yes, a very, very more positive relationship than what we have right now with the city, for sure.
And as we start to wrap up this interview, Lexis, is there anything that you want to make sure our audience knows today?
The main thing is when it comes down to these charges, we're still calling for them to be dropped. We're still calling for, I mean, we're not trying to waste taxpayer money with trials and things like that. And one thing that I did forget was when it comes down to Daryl Mount that we found, it bewildered me, and that needs to be looked into investigation, is that these warrants were signed on August 31st, which is the anniversary of Daryl Mount on August 31st, 2021. That afternoon, some judge decided to sign warrants for this phony charges, you know, so that needs to be looked into as well. But besides that, you know, we're going to continue to do what we've been doing, which is working for the community, trying to make things better, and most definitely fighting for the minority before we think about the majority. The justice, no peace.
Great. And just to clarify, when you say it's that day when you got the warrants was the anniversary of Daryl Mount, that was the anniversary of his death.
Anniversary of his beating.
His beating. You are wearing a shirt that says "Shine a Light for Daryl." Do you care to say anything further on that?
I think this is a case since 2013 that hasn't had a lot of you know, attention and things like that. In 2020, we decided it was time for us to literally shine a light on Daryl and get him out there. Today, his face was on the front of the newspaper 8 years later. So, you know, it's a big deal. It's what we've been doing. And that's what this came from his vigil, which we do every year, which is called Shine a Light for Daryl on August 31st. So like what I was saying, the warrants were signed while I was out in the streets at a vigil for a boy who has been allegedly killed by our city police. So, yeah, shine a light means a lot. And we're going to keep on shining a light for Daryl until we get justice.
Lexis Figueroa, thank you so much for joining us again on the Hudson Mohawk Magazine.
Thank you, as always.